Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, December 22nd. 2023. We are so glad you are here. Happy holidays. Want to say thank you so much. But first, as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
I hate Christmas. I'm sorry. I will not stop. I'm so glad that all you people have the audacity to have to spend, you know, time with your families and everything and whatnot. Well, I'm a bartender and I have to work all the time. I have to work all the time. And this, because right now I'm also working, like I'm not relaxing or anything, but this I actually enjoy. I'm actually, you know, co-hosting with people who have, you know, brain in their head, who have the emotional capacity to say stuff, you know. And, you know, we actually get to talk to wonderful people in the chat who, you know, aren't drunk all the time, you know. I'm not judging or anything. No, like, no, if you're not assholes about it, like, that's fine. But usually around this time, I have been extremely vocal on our show. And people who have been following us throughout these last 2 years know how much I hate the last 2 weeks of December. You know, the first week, the first year, my feet were bleeding. Yesterday I got a nosebleed and everything. Like, that's fine. The skin of my hands is incredibly awful because of all the, you know, I wash shop glasses and everything all the time. And like my hands are in water almost all the time while I'm working. So my hands are pretty awful looking right now. And I take really good care of my hands. You know, like I like my hands. I like my skin to be great and everything. But the positive thing, I'm going to end this on a positive note. I finally learned how to use lip liner. So I actually look, you know, I actually look like as if I have, you know, lips. Unlike all the other, you know, episodes of our show, which, you know, where is she talking from? Like, what the hell is that? So, guys, hi. thank you for tuning into our show. We appreciate the crap out of you. Thank you for spending, you know, your near holiday time with us. We couldn't be happier to spend time with you and with each other. Rob was extremely helpful to me this week, as always. He always lends a supporting shoulder, even when I'm, you know, I don't know where I am right now because, like, everything sucks. But we get to do what we love for 90 minutes, and I'm all here for that. So please, guys, like the video. This is one of the simplest ways for you to support us. The other ways in which you can support us is to donate to Super Chat. At the bottom of the live chat is the little dollar sign. If you want your question or statement read, you can send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the money, you know, for holiday stuff. Apparently.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes. How are you doing, Rob? Like, I've been blabbing for 4 minutes. Like, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know me, same old, but everything's good.
You're not going to share with our audience that you don't have heating right now?
I forgot about it. But yeah, I'm...
Let me remind you how cold you are, right?
Yeah. So, but I'm good right now, you know. So, it's all good. I'm warm, so now I am. But yeah, I'm excited. We have a good show planned today, so I'm anxious about that. We're going to talk about like what we want Santa to bring to wrestling in 2024. We're going to talk about where we see people that just recently got released from the WWE, where we think they might be headed, or what, just things like that. We're going to talk about what we like this week in wrestling from Raw, NXT, and Dynamite. We have Cooper Effect, and I'm going to talk about the house show I went to last weekend. So it's going to be a fun show. Glad you're here. Like Maggie said, hit that like video, and also leave us a super chat or a humper chat if you want your question or statement answered on the air. But we are very excited. Let's go ahead and start off with our super chats. Ryan Sullivan says, keep the change, you filthy animals. Merry Christmas. And our good, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Ryan.
Merry Christmas. This is actually a Christmas movie I enjoy because it's one of the few I've actually seen. I was just talking to Rob before our show. I've never seen Grinch. I've never seen Elf. Like, all the Christmas movies that I've ever seen are Home Alone, of course, because it's right there with one of the best. And also Die Hard, because, of course, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and everyone that says otherwise is not correct, yeah. Including Bruce Willis. Like, I adore the guy, but no, please, sweetie. This is not a Christmas movie. You literally went to see your ex-wife on Christmas.
Yeah, you got to.
And then all sorts of crap started happening, which is on you, of course. But, like, yeah, Hans Gruber. Until he falls out of the Nagasaki building, it's not Christmas. So...
And then you have Carl Winslow being the police officer that he is.
Sure.
Yeah. We have another super chat from my great friend, Chris Doc Mueller. Merry Christmas to two of my favorite people. Rob, you are one of the nicest guys out there. Oh, thank you. Maggie, you are the other half of my brain. My other half, too. I look forward to another year of this show with both of you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. And thank you for saying that my lip liner looks good.
So let's get started. And feel free in chat to tell us what you want Santa Claus to bring you in wrestling this year. But Maggie, I'm going to go ahead and get started. One thing that I would definitely like to see this year or next year is I want Santa Claus to make sure that Swerve Strickland is the AEW world champion at some point next year. What do you think of that?
Well, because it's this must happen 100%. I'm totally behind that, because I'm sure that you remember our talks from earlier this year. I was almost sure that Ricky Starks was the one to dethrone MJF at the last pay-per-view of the year, but like at the time we thought that it was going to be Winter is Coming, you know, a special episode of Dynamite. But they actually have a pay-per-view at the end of this year on December 30th at World's End. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe just how far off I was. Because, like, everything that Ricky Starks is doing right now is nowhere near this. And I will never... jump off of the Ricky Starks bandwagon. Just FYI, I adore the guy. I mean, I've already in my head have a drink video for him. So, like, that's you know, saying enough. But
sorry to cut you off. That's something you need. I want you to do more videos.
Well, that was what I was about to say. Well, like, just... don't jump don't jump the shark here. We're going to get to that. Yeah, so Swerve Strickland, please, please, like this, if you don't pull the trigger on Swerve right now, like we've talked about how sometimes annoying it was that Tony Khan is so married to his long-term booking, and like he's planned out everything in his head way ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But when something is getting extremely hot, and if you don't pull the trigger on it, then it's not, it's, you know, I will always, for instance, Chris Statlander winning the TBS championship on her first go, when Ruby Soho beat her in the qualifying matches, and everyone booed the crap out of Ruby Soho, like a lot, and she was a babyface, but like everyone wanted Chris Statlander to win so much. Like it's not a bad thing that Jade was, you know, the champion for forever. Like that turned out good because they had a streak there. But not pulling the trigger on something is like, I'm glad that they made Julia TBS champion now after she wasn't able to win the championship the first time against Chris Statlander fairly recently, and then she did on the next try. I kept thinking, was this always the plan, or did Tony Khan go back to this because he saw just how over she was with the crowd and everyone was rooting for Julia? I always keep thinking that, but like we'll never know. Mm-hmm. But if Swerve Strickland isn't in the title picture and actually winning that title, like I will not settle for anything other than the AEW championship. Of course, it's a good thing if he becomes TNT champion or international champion, that's fine. But like the thing I want him to have is that AEW championship. Because yeah. I feel like we can finally see just what he's capable of. Not that he wasn't fairly amazing in WWE when he was on NXT, but I always felt like there were plans for people other than him.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So what do you want Santa Claus? Which one thing you want Santa Claus to bring you?
Well, you kind of touched upon that. I want Santa Claus to bring back my inspiration for my drink videos because I haven't made a single video this year.
No.
No, I haven't. And I know it looks easy. I'm sure that it looks easy, but like I already have a lot of, ideas already ready in my head. But like the shooting of this, because like I have to wait for everyone in the bar to leave, and then I have to clean up everything and make, you know, the background presentable because it's not usually presentable. And then actually spend a lot of time shooting those. And I have to bring my ring light to the bar. And I have to explain to people, what is this ring light? Oh. Yeah. So it's kind of annoying. But I really want to bring that. And hopefully next year I start with my RJ City drink. Because I've been sitting on this for quite some time now. And I promised the guy, so like that.
Yeah, there you go. So do you have, if you were to guess, I mean, don't want to like spread it, like don't want to give them away, but is there, how many wrestlers do you have like in mind right now for like in the future, you know?
Well, RJ City, I have a Claudio Castagnoli one. The moment he debuted in AEW, I already had a drink ready for him. Ricky Starks, I have one ready. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, but like those are the big three that, you know, but first of all, RJ City, but like I wanted to make RJ City one before All In, like before All In, because come on, it's All In.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. And
cool. That's good. And I do hope you bring them back.
Yeah, I will, but like I just Definitely not now, because I'm having a bad time enough as it is.
Oh, yeah.
In that bar. Like, I don't want to spend a minute more in that bar.
Exactly.
Other than I have to. You know, the second thing I want Senna to bring back is AJ Lee. That is not a shocker for you. Okay. I'm sure. I just want this woman to wrestle again. I understand if people don't get her. I absolutely understand. I will never make people love someone that they don't feel an emotional connection to. But I love women's wrestling, okay? I love women's wrestling. And she made me fall in love with women's wrestling, actually. She was the one. And I always felt like women's wrestling was kind of empty without her. Don't get me wrong. I adore all the women right now who are competing in the sport. I will never stop rooting for them. Becky Lynch is probably one of my favorites right now. And she will never, ever stop being one of my favorites. She's like a spirit animal and a huge inspiration for me. But AJ Lee started all this love towards women's wrestling, because it was something that I wasn't fond of before her. Yeah, she made it a thing. She made it relevant and be in the main event. You know, it's something that I feel like I will never let go of. You know, sure. AJ Lee in wrestling. And now that CM Punk is there, I'm sorry, but I promised on this very show, I will be so unbearable. I promise you guys, I will be so unbearable. The moment the road to Royal Rumble begins, every week on this show, oh my God, AJ Lee is coming back.
I hope so, for your sake.
Yes, please. Like, if this doesn't happen, I don't want her. I'm not ready for her in the Hall of Fame. I just feel like she has so much to do. Like, her in the Hall of Fame will just mean that she's not coming back, you know, and I'm not ready for that. I don't feel like I am. It's gonna be a hard thing for me, but the thing I would enjoy is for her to, you know, for them to actually start a storyline via the Hall of Fame. That's gonna be an interesting thing, because if they show CM Punk in the Hall of Fame with her, because she's gonna be there, you know, as a, you know, date for CM Punk, and I will lose my mind. Oh my God!
Just to see her on the WWE camera again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. All right. So I agree with you to an extent, but I mean, she definitely deserves Hall of Fame, but I'll get into
that. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve.
Yeah.
This just would mean that she's not coming back, and I don't want that.
All right. Well, we do have a super chat that I will read right now from our great friend D-Glo Diggs. He goes, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thank you for all making a great space to be a part of. Thank you, man. We can't do this without you.
Thank you, sweetie. We appreciate you so much. And thank you for being a part of the space. Like, people in this space, like, thanking us. No, we thank you. Because, like, you're actually the space. Like, we're just here, you know, to...
True.
True fuck that. Around.
Fuckery, as we like.
Yeah, fuckery.
Well, something else I'd like to see Maggie in 2024 is I want Santa Claus to bring Sasha Banks back to the WWE in the Royal Rumble.
Sasha Claus, yeah, like
that's so what cool. I want. I think Sasha Banks. You know, nothing. Like, I'm fine when people go to AEW or when they go from AEW to WWE. There's just something about. I don't think Sasha Banks. I don't want her to end her WWE career the way like it ended right now.
Like,
you know
what it I mean? Did, yeah.
I, mm-hmm. I think there's, and I hate this cliche, but there's, let's finish the story, you know, come on. Like, this is just a chapter, and I want her back. I think I'm hoping it's very similar to the CM Punk. Not like saying that's, you know what I mean? I'm talking about the return. The roof at Tampa will absolutely just blow off if she makes a return there. I just know that. I think everybody knows that. I just would like to see her back. Don't get me wrong. I think what she's done in Japan was
Oh, absolutely.
It was good. She brought everything up, but I think I just want her back, you know? Like, I miss her out being on my camera, so.
You are absolutely correct, Rob.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. I'm flabbergasted, and that is the second time I've used this word today, and this is weird. Because, like, you know what Sean's been doing on Facebook? You know, he's been debunking a lot of stuff on Facebook lately. Yeah. And I messaged him today, and I'm like, in the rare occasions that I hop on Facebook, because I hate it there, and I see all the posts that you've been debunking, and I don't know whether to cry or laugh, because, like, it's kind of sad and hilarious at the same time. So a huge percentage of that stuff is concerning Sasha Banks, because, like, all these sources, like, say all sorts of weird stuff. You look like you know that something happened.
No.
Oh, okay. So there are a lot of weird Facebook pages, like, I'm sure you're aware of that. And Sean's been, you know, debunking those news sources, like, a lot lately. And when I go to the comments, you wouldn't believe just how many people are crapping on Sasha Banks. They call her that she was never a good wrestler, stay away from wrestling, like, you don't know how to wrestle. And I'm like, okay, so, like,
those are people that deserve the
I don't understand, because if you claim that Sasha Banks isn't one of the best women's wrestlers ever, like, what are we even doing here? Like, are you even watching wrestling? Like, do you know what wrestling is? Do you, like, I'm okay if you say that Sasha Banks' style of wrestling isn't your cup of tea, because you can say that. That's, like, that's fine. If your type of wrestling is more like Nia Jax, or, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh there, but I couldn't say that with a straight face. If you're more, like, into, because, like, the Four Horsewomen are so incredibly important for women's wrestling, because they are equally fantastic, and they're all so different in the ring, like, in on the microphone, and they're totally different wrestlers. And that is a huge thing, because like, it actually started a movement in women's wrestling history that actually allowed for women to express themselves however they wanted, because they were going to have a space in which their voice to be heard, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is so weird to me. How can you claim that Sasha Banks isn't a good wrestler? Like, she's one of the best. Like, I don't think I've ever not enjoyed a match that Sasha Banks was a part of. I know, like, I wasn't the biggest fan of all her, you know, stuff with Charlotte when they were, you know, the Raw Women's Championship was going back and forth and back and forth between the two. I wasn't, you know, the biggest fan of the storyline, but those matches humped. Like,
yeah, no, exactly. And we have two super chats I'm going to read real quick. We have two additional super chats here. Let me see here. We have Throwback, who sent us another generous super chat. Thank you, my friend. Hello, friend. 2024 will be fun. Merry Christmas. I'm hoping that NXT will be 100% fully in stride, like the Black and Gold was at their point, selfishly. He goes, I also want Brody to be okay and have you guys on Wicked Crazy again. I love you guys. You're amazing. Friends, thank you. Dude, you're amazing. And we will be on when you're ready.
Just restart the show and we will be on the show. Like, it's but, like, for now, I want you to take care of yourself, your family, and your wonderful Brody. Like I said, please hug the little guy. I told you in DMs. Thank you, sweetie. Like, this means a lot.
Yeah, It does. It means more than you know. And thank you so much. And we have another super chat from our great friend, Doc Chris Mueller. It's wild that Sasha has only had 5 non-WWE matches, which it is. It's, I mean, she had that one with Willow, Stephanie Vacker. She had a triple threat match. And then Kairi Sane. And
oh my God, that match. I can't believe that this match was this year.
Yeah, and Atwani, I think. Mayu Atwani, I think, was the other one. I could be wrong. Anyways, yeah, it is crazy. But there was, usually I don't do this. I don't read these kind of tweets, but this one actually, and Kevin, I'm not trying to be mean here. You say hot take, no women deserves big bags because nobody watching WWE for the women's division. If you say yes, you lie to yourself and continue to be biased. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever like read in one of our chats, because that is completely ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you why. I said it earlier, and it's not a shot at you, Kevin. I guess it is. And I'm not trying to be mean. I was at a WWE house show in Rochester, Minnesota this past weekend. I saw two little girls dressed up as Bianca Belair.
That is so adorable. Every time I see
that. They are watching that show because of Bianca Belair. Their mother, or I assume their mother, it could have been a babysitter or somebody else. Only, like, she lets her kids probably watch us because of, like, the ladies wrestling, not because of the guys. And I guarantee you, that woman, she was wearing a Bianca Belair shirt as well. I'm willing to bet you she's watching that show because of Bianca Belair and the other women. There are people that watch women's wrestling for that reason. Becky Lynch deserves that bag of money. Charlotte Flair
deserves all that bag of money because Becky Lynch is carrying that company right now. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but like, if you think otherwise, you're like, I'm sorry, but like, yeah. I'm not saying that the storyline Becky Lynch is right now is working. I'm not saying that. But this is a stepping stone for everything that is going to happen. Rhea Ripley, come on.
Yeah.
She's
going to get a big contract whenever they're ready to negotiate with her. I'm just saying, Kevin, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but, and you're allowed to have your opinion. I just think it's way off base and completely wrong. I know people that do watch this for women's wrestling. There's a lot of wrestling channels out there that only focus on the women's wrestling. That, I mean, it's, there's a lot more people than you know. Now, is wrestling Twitter and the internet wrestling stuff primarily focused on men's wrestling? Yeah, because guess what? It's primarily men on here, unfortunately. I mean, and I say unfortunately because if you look at all the trolls and everything online, majority of them overwhelmingly are men.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is I want more women watching wrestling because the more diverse it is, the better it is. And Matthew in here says Camille Brickhouse is going to, she's going to get a lot of money wherever she goes. I think she's been excellent.
Absolutely.
Julia, who is in Stardom, if she decides to stay in Stardom, she's going to get that money. If she goes to AEW, she's going to get that money. If she goes to WWE, she's definitely going to get that money. You know, that she's going to get paid. Women's wrestling is watched in WWE.
It is. Like, if you claim that women's wrestling isn't watched, like, then you say that all the viewers that NXT has are not important. Because NXT, for a while now, is built around the women's division. Like, they're showcasing women 50-50 with the men, if not more sometimes on some shows. And this is, and I love when this happens, because if you don't put your women on television, then you can't possibly make people give a crap. If you want people to watch women's wrestling, put those women on the television. Like, there is, like, if you don't make it important, your viewers won't view it as important. And they're going to call it the bathroom break match, you know? Like, yeah. All those signs in AEW, like bathroom break, beer break, and everything. And every time a women's match comes, I want this to end. This is the thing that I want to end in 2024 in AEW. Yeah. Women's wrestling. This is what I want. And I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, that's a, I mean, I just, and I did, like I said, I didn't want to make this seem like an attack on him, but you know, like it opinions, we all have them.
I know.
But sometimes they're just absolutely flat out wrong. In this case, like by all means, I want you to watch wrestling and I want you to like what you like, but I just want facts out there though too. My next thing that I want Santa to bring, and I did see a comment. I think Tony Khan's definitely interested in getting Julia, but the problem is, from what I've gathered and read, it seems like it's either Japan or WWE, from what I've read for like on her. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. That's just me going on what I've read and my assumption. I think Julia would be fantastic for AEW. I think she'd be great for any company, but I think the reason why he might, and we don't know, he might be looking at Julia like hard and heavy, like trying to get her, but based on the rumors and stuff like that out there, it sounds like she's either wanting to be in Japan or it's WWE, like one of the two. Mm-hmm. That's just how some people are. And maybe she could shock the world.
Fine.
I wouldn't say shock the world, but some people have dreams to be in WWE. That's what they want to do. And that's fine. If that's their dream, go for it. The next thing I want Santa Claus to bring to us in 2024 is I want to see AEW and HBO Max streaming deal. I want AEW shows on HBO Max. I want to go back and watch pay-per-views. Like, I have all my pay-per-views on Fight, but it'd be easier for me to just go over to HBO Max, watch Full Gear 2021 or Double or Nothing 2019. I want it to be good, and I want it to be better than the way Peacock is for WWE, because the cock is not good for wrestling.
I will never say that.
Yeah, I know.
Although I wouldn't know because I don't remember.
Yeah, so we definitely need that fixed. But I want HBO and AEW, or I just want AEW to have a streaming deal with somebody, or just come out with their own. Just something. For the love of God, do something.
I'm all for that because I actually have a subscription to HBO Max. Yeah, so this will make it really easy for me. I can always use, you know, Fight and AEW Plus because, like, I'm in an area of the world where this can happen. But if you're not, you can always, you know, use NordVPN with a code Fightful. So, like, that's fine.
We have another super chat. Oh, sorry. Cool. Go ahead.
No, you can read it.
Okay. Will Chisholm sends us a super chat that says, my wife became a fan of WWE by watching Total Divas. She became a fan of Naomi. And my, I think that sister, loves Bianca and Damage Control because they look cool to her.
Absolutely.
It might be daughter. It looks like daughter. So
yeah, daughter. The way that Dakota Kai looks right now, she can catch the eye of so many young girls. Like, that is...
And 41-year-old men.
Of course, like, she looks incredibly good. Like, even I am like, okay, like, you're really, really nice. But like, she can capture the eye of young women, like young girls, and they can. The important thing is that you make young girls okay to watch wrestling because it's okay. Like, oh, don't look that. There's a lot of blood. Well, I'm looking at a lot of blood right now, Dad. Like, what?
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, concerning Total Divas, like, this is something that I've said in the past on our show. Total Divas was not for me. Like, I'm not a fan of reality television. I'm not a fan of... at all. Like, it is not for me. And Total Divas was so, I'm not watching that. Like, that's not for me. But the important thing is that it actually got women interested in wrestling, and they stayed in wrestling because of Total Divas. And at the end of the day, this is what matters to me. Like, they came in for Total Divas, but they stayed for wrestling. And that is the important thing, and I'm so glad for that. You will rarely see me defend a reality television show, but I'm defending it right now.
Yeah. A lot of people watch because of that show.
Of course. So. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, all right. What do you want Santa to bring you, Maggie?
The wrestling. Yeah. So I already mentioned, you know, more women's wrestling in AEW. What I want Santa to bring me, I actually want Will Ospreay to main event All In.
Solid. That's very
solid. That is what I want, and Rob, you and I both are going.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I will lose my voice. I don't care. I want a Wardlow on the show, obviously.
You know,
of course, yeah. Because like we didn't get to see him last year. I did get to see Miro, so that's happening. By the way, all our thoughts and prayers to CJ Perry. Like that was a horrendous thing that she dealt with.
Yeah.
I do not ever want to see that picture ever again. Like it will haunt my nightmares.
And for people that don't know, she had a infection from a splinter, I believe, is what she said it was. That got to her pretty bad. But she, I think I saw in a Instagram post, or maybe it was Twitter, that she's back home now, I believe. I think I read. Or she's going to be going home soon. So
I think it said that she was out of surgery. And but like, I just wanted to feel better. This it looked incredibly gruesome. Like I said, I never want to see that ever again. I hope that she recovers. Thoughts and prayers, of course. But oh, Jesus, that is not a good thing to have.
Yeah, no, I'm glad she's doing better.
Well, her lovely hands, by the way. I love her hands. So I want to hug her so much.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I get it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so Will Ospreay main eventing All In. I feel like this is the way to go. But if I have, you know, I'm a pretty simple person. I want Will Ospreay main eventing All In. I want Puck on the card.
Yeah.
Oh, the crowd will go nuts for Puck. I miss Puck so much. Not a day goes by and I'm like, what? Leave.
Yeah.
And I also want Jamie Hayter. I hope that she gets to feel better at the beginning of 2024. And I know that women's wrestling has been a bit improving lately because we did have two amazing matches on Collision this past week, including the women. And we did get, you know, a lot of, you know, storylines got furthered on Collision. And that's absolutely fine. And I adore that. But I just want Jamie Hayter back. The crowd went nuts, and it was the same when Thunder Rosa finally came, got up from that commentary chair, and got in the ring. And Jesus, and when her music played after that segment, and I'm like, fuck yes, she's back. And then I remembered my drink video that I made for her, and I got all emotional.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. She gets to return to wrestling tomorrow in San Antonio. Yeah. San Antonio.
In tag team action, which is good because like baby steps, you know, she hasn't been wrestling for a long, long ass time.
Yeah, it's good. Good for her. Glad to see her back. I want to see AJ Styles back in the world title picture, whether it's the one that Seth Rollins is holding, or whether it's going to be the one maybe Cody Rhodes is holding or Roman Reigns down the road. I want to see him back in the title picture. That's what I want. Maggie, what do you want?
Well, I'm not saying that which that I mentioned in the private chat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say
that. Well, yeah. I think people gather that one already. But
yeah. Well, it's kind of selfish, but like, people already know that I'm a pretty selfish person on the show. I wanna go to a wrestling event in Seattle.
All right.
And that's probably my biggest wish right now, because not only does it mean that I get to go to the States, but I'm gonna travel for like 3 days to go to Seattle. That's a long ass plane ride. Probably two, at least two or three.
Well, no, it'd probably be where you're from, three, I would bet.
Well, from me to London, from London to, I want to say New York, and from New York to Seattle.
It could be based on my history with airlines, it could be New York, or it could be Detroit, Minneapolis, Atlanta, numerous places, actually, in the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because when I'm in Seattle, I'm not only going to go to the wrestling event. I'm going to go to, you know, North Bend and see where Twin Peaks was shot. And I'm going to make it a day and everything.
There you go.
I just want to see Washington State.
So this one is probably one that likely will not happen. But I'm going to dream for it anyways, because, hey, it's what I want. I would like to see WWE work with another promotion, or at least do a talent show. It doesn't have to be full fledged, like, you know.
Every year we say that, Rob. Every year.
I know. I'll say it till the day I die, I guess. But I think it would be good for WWE, and I get it. You don't want to promote WWE. Doesn't necessarily want to promote other companies. I get that. I do. I completely understand. I would just like to see something different, I guess. You know, we saw it with Shinsuke wrestling the Great Muta in January this past year, or this year. And I would just like to see maybe more. And I don't really consider Carl Anderson working like new at Wrestle Kingdom the same, because he was already signed for that. And that was just WWE doing the right thing, letting him finish. I mean, they did the same thing with Samoa Joe, you know, like, well, yeah, finish a story for Tamatonga, but hey, Tamatonga is awesome. But I just want to see that. Granted, it's a pipe dream for me. I just think it would be good for business and good for the organization, you know, like for wrestling in general, I think would be good. The one thing that is working in my favor for this is that it's Triple H now instead of Vince. I think Triple H is more open to the idea, as long as it makes sense. I'm fine with that. If it makes business sense for the WWE, do it by all means. And that's what, now granted, they can say that. Do they mean it? Probably not. But I would just like to see it. That's all. It's a pipe dream.
When AJ Styles left, he thought that, you know, that Vince will still be there. And because of that, he got jacked.
And then
he came back like, oh, okay. Like, I don't need, but like, he's, oh my God, he's so jacked. I woke up and saw, you know, Chris had texted me, you know, that AJ Styles had come back to SmackDown, and he sent me the picture, and I'm like, oh my God, Jesus. Okay. So I knew it was coming. I didn't see the heel turn coming though. But it's an interesting thing. Like, they tried to explore the heel AJ Styles a bit. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen because he had to be a heel when he was with Omos, but like, the two of them were hilarious together, and that actually kind of worked with me. I'm gonna see what happens now. Like, has AJ Styles ever been booked by Triple H?
Well, yeah, he has. I mean, Vince wasn't working the books like earlier at one point this year, and then he wasn't working towards the end when AJ left. So.
But like, was AJ Styles doing anything at the time?
Oh, story-wise, not really. I mean, Like 2024 was not the best year for AJ Styles wrestling wise.
2023.
2024 is going to be a lot better.
You're jumping the gun a bit.
I am. Okay. I'm already feeling like it's next year already.
No, but like because he was a part of the match at Night of Champions that was going to determine the first ever WWE champion. Was that?
Yeah.
Okay. That was one hell of a match. It's a like people are sleeping on this match, but I get to see that for my birthday. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. That was a dream match for me. So I get to see that. Yeah, please, more booking for AJ. Like the two of us are big AJ AJ fans, both Lee and Styles. So like that is absolutely fine.
So AJ Styles wrestled in 2023. He wrestled 33 matches. In 2022, he wrestled 76. So just because part of that was
33 matches. Were those a lot of house shows, or does that include house shows? Like that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that included house shows. He wrestled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. Most of his matches were on Raw. Majority of them looked like they were on Raw. So we got that going for us. All right. Now, Maggie, who is somebody you would like to see inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame?
Okay, so I have two suggestions.
Okie dokie.
The first one being, of course, AJ Lee, and that is only, and I mean only, if she never wants to wrestle ever again. That is the only way I'm going to have it. I just want to see AJ Lee on WWE television ever.
My bad.
Oh. Yeah, okay. The second person I want abducted, oh my God, inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame is The Rock. And like, I'm sorry, but like, if he's not returning for WrestleMania 40 this year, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that he has wrapped up his wrestling career. It doesn't get any bigger than, you know, WrestleMania 40, LA, and everything. Like, do it. Just freaking do it. If he's not on this year's WrestleMania, just give up, okay? Just going to the... And it is, by the way, really shocking that he's not a part of the Hall of Fame anyway. Like, it is extremely weird to me. I mean, he's not, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, The Rock is not in the Hall of Fame.
No. I thought, yeah. No, he's not in the Hall of Fame at all. Sorry.
No, it is weird. So, yes, The Rock, please. Because, like, that is, like, how can you?
Yeah.
Like, why? Explain. That is the best.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, for me... I mean, this one, I wasn't going to name him because I think it's a given that they're going to put him in. That's just my opinion. I think Bray Wyatt's going in. If not, that's who I want to go in.
I'm pretty certain that Bray Wyatt will be there. Do you think Jay Briscoe goes in there?
No, not yet.
No. Okay. No.
This one, I don't see it happening. I mean, I obviously think AJ Lee deserves it, and that's probably who I'd put in. But if somebody said, hey, you can ask Tony Khan one question, this would actually be my question for him. It would be, would you ever be open to WWE inducting somebody that's under AEW payroll, like whether it's Dean Malenko or someone like that? Because if he ever was... My person would be Dean Malenko this year. That's who I would put in. Dean Malenko would be my choice. However, I don't know if that would be something that WWE would even do.
The Big Show isn't in Hall of Fame, right?
No, he's somebody else that would be. He'd be right after that. Yeah. Chris Jericho, granted, he says a lot of things, but he says he doesn't want to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Granted.
Oh, he will be there.
He will be there. Because...
Come on. Chris Jericho likes... not, like, refusing to get the spotlight? Come on.
Yeah, I know. Like, people are putting some really good names in here. And yeah, he's right. Jason said Billy Gunn did. Yeah, and that's true. And hell, they were all...
He's going to buy that company so you can fire you again.
Pissant company.
You know,
the thing is Billy Gunn, Tony Khan was open to him being on Raw for that anniversary show, but WWE didn't want to put, like, as seen on AEW or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So... but who so who else do you have?
AJ Lee, The Rock, Bray Wyatt, of course, Bray Wyatt. Okay. And I'm gonna cry for, you know, forever. I feel like Bray Wyatt is a slam dunk. I feel like he should be the headline, you know, for that, because I don't know if I mentioned at length about All In, but they played Bray Wyatt's theme before the show started in Wembley.
Yeah,
and I was listening to his music while I was trying to find the gate that I was supposed to get through. And I didn't realize that I just legitimately started crying, because the day I was going to the airport, I was watching SmackDown, and they had that show for Bray Wyatt. You know, it was dedicated to Bray Wyatt, and I could not stop crying. And that whole trip, I was thinking of Bray Wyatt and all the tributes that they have had for Bray Wyatt. And I will never stop loving Swerve Strickland for having that Bray Wyatt gear at Full Gear.
Yeah.
That was incredible. And I almost missed that. And at the end of the match, I was like, oh my God, he's wearing Bray Wyatt gear. Yes, Bray Wyatt, please. I mean, if The Rock's not in that Hall of Fame, like, Bray Wyatt should be main eventing that Hall of Fame ceremony. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he should be the main person.
Yep. No, I agree. So our next segment is something. Where do we think they'll end up? The recent WWE talent that got released. We're going to talk about where either we want them to go or where do we think they'll go. We have no idea what they're doing. I mean, Mustafa Ali, we know he's already announced
doing everything
a tour, so we know that. So if I like how he's doing shows, like independents. I love that. He's done independents before back in the day. The one thing that I saw a lot of people, I wasn't really necessarily surprised, I'd say, but what's great about that is he's using the name he's used forever, Mustafa Ali. So he gets to use his name. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so that's
he's going to wrestle Mike Bailey. Yeah. Oh my God. That is going to be so good.
So, do you see him ending up in AEW or Impact or
Mustafa Ali or TNA?
Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
That is a hard question, because I haven't seen Mustafa Ali. I haven't seen what Mustafa Ali in Japan can be.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know if it works, and if it does, just how awesome it will be, actually, because on paper it's freaking awesome. But he can wrestle Japanese stars, you know, from New Japan in AEW through Forbidden Door, and, you know, other shows. Granted, if the relationship between AEW and New Japan is still a thing in 2024. The thing is that the AEW roster is slowly getting out of hand, you know? There are a lot of people on that roster who aren't doing anything, and I'm not here for that. It's something I want to see Mustafa Ali actually wrestle. So I hate those kinds of questions because I kind of want him to be everywhere. And actually what he's doing right now is the thing I want to see. I want him to go everywhere. And the thing that he's doing right now, he's actually, you know, testing the water. And that's what I love. I feel like, I don't know, maybe AEW, but I won't mind if he goes to TNA.
All right.
Because I'm going to jump into the next person and then let you get the floor. I actually am rooting for Shelton Benjamin to come to go to AEW because yep. I want him to be a part of the Blackpool Combat Club. I want to see that.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
Please. And
I think he'll end up there because there's been a lot of talk that people like John Moxley, Brian Danielson, and a bunch of other people want him. That's the one thing that surprised me about his WWE release. He would be somebody I would want, like, at NXT eventually. Like, if he lives in Texas, but I mean, it's one of those things where you can train people still wherever you are. He can go there whenever he wants, stuff like that. He would be perfect for somebody to train. Like, I mean, he'd be a perfect person in AEW for them to have a developmental program to learn off of. He's fantastic. He was a coach. And when he used to coach Brock Lesnar here in Minnesota, like that's how he got basically found by WWE as well, Jim Ross. Mm-hmm. Shelton Benjamin is a stud. He's still a stud. He's very smart. I would love to see him in AEW. I think that's where he'll end up. And I hope he does independence as well. Dolph Ziggler, mm-hmm. I think will end up in AEW with his brother, or at least I think he'll do some appearances, maybe similar to Zack Ryder type thing, because Dolph... Dolph's going to make money.
Yeah, like Dolph has a lot of stuff that he's doing. Like he has his stand-up thing and everything. Like that's, I can see him doing part-time stuff with AEW. I can absolutely see that happening. What Dolph Ziggler can do is actually put people over because his way of selling in the ring, like few people can sell like Dolph Ziggler. They're like Sami Zayn, The Miz, obviously, we saw that with Gunther this week. Like, there are few people that can sell the crap out of everything, like, in the ring. Yeah, so I can see Dolph in AEW, but, like, not do anything, you know, big, like a big wrestler. But just, you know, entertaining stuff. You're muted.
There we go. Sorry about that. Somebody, these next two I'll put together because I don't know what they're going to do, but Riddick Moss and Emma.
Oh, TNA. Absolutely. I see them both going to TNA. Emma back to, you know, TNA Impact. Yep. And that's literally right there. And Riddick Moss, I can see him competing in the X division because Riddick Moss is actually a good wrestler. Yes. Like you wouldn't know it from, you know, unfortunately, the only thing I can remember from Madcap Moss in WWE was when it was a Saudi show and he was facing Drew McIntyre. And Drew McIntyre did that reverse Alabama slam and Riddick Moss almost broke his neck. I remember that spot because it was so incredibly gruesome. And Baron Corbin actually pulled him out of the ring. And I was all like, oh my god, like Baron Corbin is such a professional that he actually. And then like a lot of people asked Baron Corbin on interviews after that that it was always supposed to go that way. Like he was always supposed to pull him outside the ring. And I'm like, well, that's okay, but like that doesn't make you not an amazing wrestler. So unfortunately, yeah, that this is the only thing I can remember. And that weird love angle that they had with Emma. But that's fine. It was a bit weird, but it's okay. I can see them both going to TNA.
Yeah. For sure. That'd be a good place. because I like your Danhausen impersonation, can you tell this gentleman if you like Danhausen?
What do you mean, what I like Danhausen or not? Like, like you can give me big sacks of money and I will answer this question for you.
Yes, we absolutely adore the man. Aaliyah, I could see her maybe doing some like Ring of Honor stuff or Independence. I
can see her doing first Independence, just so like Aaliyah's been signed, like before she was released, she was signed for 20,000 years. and like they did nothing with her. The only thing, like, what is the thing that you remember? Was it the Natty stuff?
It was the 3 second pin. I mean,
yeah, and like that's about it. Like she was there forever, and that's what they gave her. The weird thing is, I still have no idea if she's good in the ring or not.
I think she is. I mean, my opinion, and granted, this isn't probably the best opinion. My thing is if you make it to the WWE, like to their main roster, I think you're pretty good. Now, granted, I know I'm saying
that's not true.
I know. I was just like, okay, well, this might not be. I think you're good enough. You know, I think you're pretty good. I'm not saying you're, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe
like you said, we all have opinions and some of them just aren't true.
Maybe I'm not right on that one. I mean, I think she is good. I do think she's okay. Yeah, I didn't mention her because I already knew she's doing stuff right now. So, but yeah, she's a great wrestler too. I'm surprised they let her go. So we both on that one. I think these two guys are gonna work together, Mansoor and.
Well, first of all, they have to be on 1,000 shows, like Sour Grapes. And in the weeds and everything, because like I love when Mansoor hopped on on Sour Grapes.
Yeah,
and Sean lost his mind.
Yeah, that was hilarious, by the way.
That was freaking hilarious. That was so great. I was on my way to the doctor's office, and I was listening to the show on headphones, and I'm like, what is happening right now? That was so good.
And I see them doing Independence.
A lot of Independence.
Because they're going to make a ton of money.
A lot of money. Like that. I just so wish, because everything that Zack Ryder has done.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just paved the way for wrestlers just having fun on the indies. Granted, they were always having fun on the indies, but like.
That's an excellent point too, by the way, Maria. Like I should have thought this through before I said it.
That was not a good match. That was not a good match.
We do have a super chat from Eric here. I saw just went through.
Eric, you're here. I'm so glad that you're catching us live.
Hi, pals. My Christmas Hanukkah wish is to be both on your pod and you both to be on mine. And also Jurassic Express to reunite and win tags again. Much love. Love you too, buddy. Man, that's a...
Really? You want Jurassic Express to reunite? That is something that I never thought I would hear.
Oh, this one. I like this idea. We need TK to get Ali so he can face Buddy again.
Oh, but like, here's the thing. They can face each other on indies as well.
That's true.
They can do that, but oh my God, please more.
Yeah.
Please. Oh my God, that match. Jesus. God. Forever. Forever, please.
I got to see I'm not trying to brag here, but I got to watch Brian Danielson and Mustafa Ali have a match together at a house show. Match, but oh my God, just Ali is fantastic.
Am I cutting off or is Rob cutting off? You like the chat needs to,
or maybe that's me.
The chat needs to tell us, am I cutting off or is Rob cutting off?
Yeah, let us know, please.
Just so I know.
But what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, Rob, it's you, Rob.
Oh, for once, it's me. Sorry for about that, guys. I'm not sure what's going on there, but oh well.
That's
we'll
fine. You're good now.
Okay, but yeah. So Matt Riddle, he had my.
I don't care.
Well, yeah, I know. But he's with MLW, it sounds like, for the foreseeable future, from what Court Bauer said yesterday on Busted Open.
Yeah.
Which you can hear every day on SiriusXM and, well, Monday through Saturday. But on Saturdays, it's our friend Denise Salcedo who hosts. So, yeah. Check that out. Since you don't care about that, Top Dollar made a return last night at GCW. That was pretty cool. Like, he was a friend of
Fightful. I want Top Dollar to have a rap battle with Jeremy.
Oh, God.
I'm not even kidding.
Why do you want to see Top Dollar destroy that man? We like Jeremy.
You don't have faith in Jeremy?
No, not with that rap battle. Okay. I sure don't. Love you, Jeremy, but no.
It's going to be hilarious, first of all. And second of all, I don't laugh as much as I want to. And I really want to laugh, okay? So I'm going to need a rap battle between Jeremy and Top Dollar.
I know Jeremy sometimes, like he says, he listens. Jeremy, if you're listening to this and you want to defend yourself, feel free to come on, because I'm sorry, buddy. In the words of Vince McMahon's theme music, you have no chance in hell. Sorry, my friend. I love you, but no. It would be funny, yes, but it would not work too well.
I mean, that's what I want. I want entertainment, Rob. Are you not entertained?
Wow.
That was a bad Sheamus. Oh, my God. That was so bad. Eric, I miss Sheamus, by the way.
I do, too. Eric wants Top Dollar versus Ryan Sullivan. Wow.
Yeah, but, like, Ryan Sullivan will bum him out with his awful, awful puns, and Top Dollar is going to quit. So, like, that's not fair. I love you, Ryan, sweetie, by the way.
Yeah, nothing like saying that. Oh, he's been... where we got Dana Brooke doing? I got her maybe making appearances in TNA.
I can see her getting indie appearances. TNA, I don't know, but I can actually see her going into bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be great. And, like, she's it's like, obviously has been a passion to her in the past, from what I can remember. I can be wrong. I've been wrong before.
What?
Shocking. But, like, speaking of this, who do you think TNA's new signing is? Because Scott D'Amore hyped it a lot.
I really don't know. Like, I mean,
I have no idea. I have no idea. And, like, a lot of people are throwing Okada in there.
I just don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening.
I think it could be Ali. I really do.
I'm going to be really happy if it's Ali.
Yeah,
I mean, he can run with that X Division title, like, forever.
He'll be, in my opinion, in Impact or TNA, he will be a heavyweight champion.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, like, if they want to, you know, make him have fun with the X Division prior to that, I'm all for that. Like, him and Ace Austin, please. Like, forever.
Yeah, and he will be at that TNA show in January against, or what is it? Is it Hard? Which is that show? Hard to Kill, or is it?
Hard to Kill. Against,
thanks. So, yeah, he will be at that show. Mm-hmm. Well, Maggie? Are you ready for some Cooper effect action? Here we go.
Maria's saying Ronda in the chat, and I don't want that to happen ever. Just so I wanted to throw that out there. I'm sorry, sweetie. Yeah, guys, this week I'm going to tell you a really, really amazing story, and I just love this. It's Elle from California. She started, you know, distributing socks to elderly people in homes and facilities, and it started off as something, you know, small that she wanted to do, and then it actually grew a lot, and it's, you know, right now it's a campaign where all 50 states, she sent socks to senior citizens at nursing homes. It's so incredible because, like, she makes the socks, like, she takes socks and then, you know, colors her in fun ways and makes, you know, silly socks. That's what she calls them, and distributes them to senior citizens, again, in all 50 states. This is so, so, so wonderful to hear. I'm always happy to see, you know, the young generation, you know, taking care of the older generation. And it's something that we can all, you know, take a little bit of, because I kind of feel like we've been disrespecting a lot of elderly people recently. And yeah, and like, never forget who are the people who paved the way for you. So this is heartwarming. We've been wanting to talk about this on the show for like 3 weeks in a row, but like always something else came up. But now I'm sharing this incredible story with you guys. I love Elle. Like all the cookies for her, please.
You know what I like about elderly people?
Oh, they're easy. Gonna be something awful.
They're easy to suplex, powerbomb, DDT. German suplex is really good.
You used to tell that about babies, like you.
Oh, I still do. Yeah, I mean they're easier to throw, but yeah. I mean, I think, in my opinion, every year at least one child should be drop kicked, like throughout some time of the year, just one time. I mean, that's just how I feel.
Just I mean, one it's not Christmas kick. If you don't drop kick a toddler.
Oh yeah, I mean even if it's like April 4th, just. One time a year, just a kid gets dropkicked. Between the ages, I think, to be fair, they need to be between the ages of 3 to 8, like somewhere in there. I mean, I don't want to make it too young because...
Weird?
Yeah, that'd be too weird. So, I'm going to start a foundation.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this wholesome show.
We appreciate it.
The family show.
This is going to go over really well. Just so everybody knows, I'm kidding, okay? Just
I don't think you are. I don't think. Let's move on. Let's talk a bit about Raw. Rob, what did I say to you in DMs? I told you, Raw has been good for quite some time now, and this is weird. I love this so much. So much. Yeah? What did Doc say?
Doc says, it's a tough job, but I volunteer to be a drop kicker.
Yeah, do you know... That video that I uploaded on Twitter on the guy ice skating who's just kicking a huge ass ball in little children's faces. Yeah. This is what I want to be working. Because like my town has a huge ice slide. What do you call it? Ice skating ring like thing. Yeah. Right in the middle of my way to work. And I have to go around it, and it's pissing me off because not only do I hate Christmas, I hate everything Christmas related apart from being in a cozy, you know, house with huge windows. I can see snowing outside and I have a fireplace in it and I'm doing something on the floor with someone. Like that's what that's the only thing that I like. And is I didn't say anything. No, it's Monopoly.
Oh, well, you...
Like, you and your weird, you know, the...
Oh, you set me up for that. Don't even go there.
Of course I did. Of course. Yeah. Everyone knows what I meant, Rob.
Okay. Well, you said Monopoly, so I was like, what?
I was kidding. So, okay, well. Yeah, so I had to go around that stupid thing. And every time I see the ice skating thingy, whatchamacallit, I hate it. And I'm like... Well, can I just go? I know how to ice skate. Like I've been rollerblading a lot. Like I've ridden those things. Can I just go in there and someone gives me a huge ass ball and I can, you know, kick children, please? Like, like I'll do it for free. Like you don't need to pay me.
And like, God.
Mommy, can I go on the slide? Yes, please. And they're pushing their child into my face.
There you go. I like it.
That's what I want for wrestling in 2024, Rob. That's what I want. Santa baby.
So before we go into like Raw review, NXT review, and Dynamite, there were a few contract renewals this past week, announced at least. Some of them might have been signed longer ago, but Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Bayley, and Charlotte Flair have reportedly re-signed with WWE. So they'll be sticking around.
Fortunately, Charlotte Flair is hurt right now. She's going to have surgery, and that's a bummer. Yeah. Huge-ass bummer, because I don't care what people say. Charlotte is
a great wrestler.
A great competitor.
She's great on the mic, too.
Yeah, she brings out the best in the wrestlers in the ring. And that's at the end of the day, that's all I'm asking for.
All right. So, well, Maggie, Raw took place in Des Moines, Iowa at the Wells Fargo Arena.
It sure did. It was an excellent show. And I hope that more shows in Iowa, because I love Iowa.
Yeah, because our guy, Corey Taylor. And you know what the best thing is about this show? Is WWE did not like just kick the ball. Like usually those last shows before they take a break, it's just repetitive BS.
Yeah, before
it's not a good show.
Christmas, but yeah.
Is this one?
It was really solid. It was really solid. It started off with R-Truth, and like we haven't gotten the chance to talk about R-Truth on the show, but like oh my god, like everything they're doing with this guy, like it gives me great Sami Zayn vibes with the Bloodline vibes, like a lot, but it's ridiculously entertaining, because I adore when wrestlers can't keep it together, and Damian Priest did not keep it together in the ring when R-Truth was there. I adore that. Hopefully we get to see this more. It was weird, because like they announced stipulation for the match, and they JD McDonagh lost the match, but like oh psych, we didn't mean that. It was like why do it? Like if it turns out to be a part of the storyline further down the line, I'm okay with that. It's I just love seeing like Triple H sold the crap out of R-Truth returning to WWE at Survivor Series, and for a reason. Like let's talk about the biggest return tonight, R-Truth, man.
Yeah. R-Truth is, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but R-Truth was a, Vince McMahon was a big R-Truth guy, like very big. And that's
R-Truth made the guy laugh a lot. And like you know how hard that is to make
and
Vince McMahon laugh.
There's a few people in WWE who are untouchable, in my opinion, from what I've gathered. R-Truth is one of those guys that is pretty much untouchable because he's events.
I think so too.
But as I say that, so knock on wood. But that's just from what I've gathered, like from reading articles and just things I've heard from other wrestlers. It sounds like he's got a job for life, even if he does NXT stuff for training purposes. And he's a good person to learn from, like on the mic too. But we had R-Truth defeating JD McDonagh in the Miracle on 34th Street fight. And the loser, obviously, was going to be kicked out of Judgment Day.
But it didn't. Like I said, if it turns out to be part of a storyline, I'm fine with that. But I'm just going to wait it out.
Yeah.
We did get to see Gunther versus The Miz. It was way better than their pay-per-view match, which was amazing. Like Every time we say that if you don't believe that Miz belongs there and can hang with the big ones, like now you know. And every time we have to say that, because obviously there's still people who don't think and they don't know that. And
I've said it on this show before. When AJ Styles says he's a good wrestler,
AJ Styles' stamp of approval is worth something. That is all I'm saying. And of course, we will be talking about Gunther next week on our show, like a lot.
Yeah. So, fantastic match. I know you wanted to talk about this promo, Maggie. Becky.
Yeah, between Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. Like, the thing is, again, like this will go right into our, you know, women's wrestling conversation that we had earlier in our show. Becky Lynch is making this program watchable because I feel like everything that Nia Jax is doing is saying squashed a lot. And like I think that she's capable of doing much more than that. Becky Lynch kind of buried her on the mic, you know, on Monday. But and this, I'm sure that this isn't something that Becky wants to do, because like she's proven in recent months that she wants to be elevating talent a lot. Everything that she did in NXT, that is wonderful, everything that she did. So I hope that this is a stepping stone for her in next year, because all of us are saying that Becky is going to face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania next year. But the fact that they're not going to be, probably not going to be the main event on either night is just making me really, really sad. If Rhea Ripley gets to main event Elimination Chamber, that's a whole different thing because it's in Australia.
Yeah. No,
But yeah, that is a total different thing. But speaking of women's wrestling, Katana and Kayden won the Women's Tag Team Championships from Chelsea and Piper Niven. The thing that I want to underline here is that they said in an interview that they want to make those titles matter. And I'm like, why do every new women's champions say that?
Because they want it to matter. I mean, that's the thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's true. I mean, that's the thing. They need it. Oh, Maggie's coughing.
The thing is that when every new crown champion keeps saying that, then you have to wonder, right? Like something isn't working. Like that's all I'm saying. And what I want in 2024, also in WWE, is for women's tag team wrestling to matter, because it's not necessarily something that's important, but they themselves have made it important by giving us women's tag team championships, right? Like they're telling us that this should matter. Then why doesn't it matter? That's all I'm saying. That is probably the only legitimate women's tag team in WWE right now, so I'm glad that they're wearing those championships. So hopefully this happens right now. I'm sad that Sonya Deville won those championships and then she got injured. I was so over the moon for Sonya Deville because finally she got a championship and then she got left.
I hope
that she gets to go back to that when she's okay.
Absolutely, 100% agree with you. We have about 10 minutes left, so we'll just kind of try to go through this. Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre promo was fantastic.
Amazing promo. Tell me one thing, Rob. Yeah. How am I supposed to be booing Drew McIntyre right now? Because everything we've been saying this for months on our show. If you don't remember, let me remind you. Every time on this show, I'm like, how am I supposed to be booing Drew McIntyre? How am I supposed to be booing Drew McIntyre that he's beating up Jey Uso? How am I supposed to be booing Drew McIntyre because like he's facing Seth, and I adore Seth. He's one of my favorites. But how am I supposed to not get behind Drew McIntyre when everything, and I mean everything, that he's mentioning on the microphone is 100% legitimate? It's coming from the heart, and it gets incredible babyface vibes. Is it working by itself, Rob?
I think so. I mean, he may...
No, I meant the air conditioning, because you looked at the air conditioning, and I thought that it got better itself.
No, it's... like I heard something outside, but it's
damn it. Nothing. Okay.
But no, like, I mean, it's, I agree with what you said there. I mean, everything about rooting for Drew McIntyre, I see it. I mean, at the house show that I was again at this week, it was the same thing. Like I was asking my buddy Jeff, who I was with, I don't see why I get where he's coming from. I mean, he was pissed. He lost the title. So he tagged Jey Uso. He's basically a tweener right now. You know, he's going back and forth.
But he's not for me. He's like a big vase that never got its flowers.
Yeah, I agree.
Weird. Like, who am I supposed to be rooting for? Like, the match is going to hump, like, a lot. It's Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre, and I love that. Yeah. But, like...
So, moving on to NXT, we had the non-title match between Ilya Dragunov and Ridge Holland that ended in a no contest. Very, very weird, in my opinion, match. But let's get your opinion on
it. Yeah, like, I'm not here to talk about the match. I'm here to talk about what happened after that. Are you, like, how did you... Are you okay with the way that they presented everything at the end of the match? Have any mind that, you know, Ridge was, and that is 100% not intentional, because this is playing off of real life struggles that, you know, Big E was hurt when, you know, a move from Ridge Holland, like at the outside of the ring. Was it an overhead belly to belly? I really don't remember.
When he did it
to Big E.
Big E, yeah, it was belly to belly, yes. I believe.
And then one of the Yeth boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is a real life struggle, and they play off on television. And I know what the people are going to say, well, they agreed to that. You know, they agreed to that angle being displayed on television, like being part of the story. And that's okay. But like, why have it to begin with?
Yeah, there's two things about this. I agree. Why have it to begin with? And number two, and I doubt this happened, but I at least hope. I actually pray that they gave Big E a heads up.
Yeah.
I really do.
Elton Prince also. Like,
yeah.
It's just, this is again one of the, it was tone deaf, like, of course, but like, I'm gonna wait and see what happens, because like, if they don't do anything with Ridge Holland from here on, from now on, it's gonna be even more weird, because like, he went to NXT, like, the thing is, he was weird about everything that was happening with Pete Dunne, like they were losing a lot, and then he went back to NXT to, you know, reinvent himself, and then this happens. Like, is he gonna stick around at NXT? Is he gonna go back to the main roster? Is he gonna get out his frustrations on Pete Dunne, and then Tyler Bate saves Pete Dunne, and like, they reunite British Strong Style? Like, there's a lot of ifs and buts, you know, in the air, and I'm going to wait it out. Like, I've been pretty loose with wrestling this year. I'm being way more patient now. But, like, I could have used without this, because NXT has been pretty good lately. And I adore watching NXT. I always think about throwback when I watch NXT, by the way. Yeah. So I just really want NXT to be that show. And this was kind of a uncomfortable to watch. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I agree. It was. We'll go through AEW Dynamite real quick. It took place in Oklahoma City at the Paycom Center, rather. And before I forget, Jim Ross came back. Good for him. Glad to see him back. So good for Jim. So we had the Continental Gold League match with Swerve Strickland over Roosh.
Okay, listen up, Rob. I don't want this that tournament to end, like, ever.
No.
Like, I'm sorry. We're getting banger matches after banger matches every week, and I don't want this to end. Swerve, oh my God, his match with Rush. Like, Rush has a really, you know, thin list of people he's gonna sell to.
Yeah.
And obviously Swerve was one of those people, and Swerve himself, that... They had a really odd, like, really gruesome spot on the ring apron. Swerve took that on, you know, just like, what is this thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I squealed a bit, and I was drinking coffee. Like, you don't want that to happen ever.
It wasn't good.
And
it hurt like hell, but
yeah, it did. And it's on the apron. And Maggie Select reports that it is the hardest part of the ring. If you didn't know, let me tell you. So, amazing, amazing match. I just want I feel like I say this for most matches in the Gold League, or the Blue League for that matter. I hope we get to see this match again in the future.
Yeah.
That's That's all I'm saying. We did get to hear from Chris Jericho, but like, we're not going to talk about this. We were on this show last week when we were talking about the awful segment in the ring with Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, and Ricky Starks. And
it makes sense now why it wasn't good.
Everything makes absolute sense right now, because Kenny Omega was in so much pain. And like, kudos to all the people who were saying that Kenny Omega looked like he didn't want to be there. But like they thought it was for the wrong reason. But like, kudos to those people that they're picking up on stuff like that. I am so glad that he got to the hospital in time, because from reports that we've read from Wrestling Observer, like, things could have been really, really, really bad if he went there
too late. I mean, you look at what happened to Brock
later. Absolutely. Same. So I'm gonna miss the crap out of Kenny Omega. He's my favorite. Wrestling is always better when Kenny Omega's in it, especially when he has singles matches. But his health comes first, yes, always. So I'm gonna we're all gonna need him to be better, to take care of himself, because I feel like he can't catch a break, you know? He cannot catch a break. He returned everything, and something always happens every time. And I just want him to be healthy, because I adore the man. He's always going to be my favorite. I will get that Kenny Omega tattoo behind my ear at some point. But all of our best wishes and get well soon wishes.
Will it be before the double J Jeff Jarrett tattoo?
I will block you on your own show.
I know. Sorry, too soon. We had an MJF and Samoa Joe promo that was, I think, pretty solid. And it got, you know, I thought it was, on the mic wise, it was good. And then
Do you think we get to okay? Because like, I kind of feel like next week they're dropping those Ring of Honor championships, and at the end of the match, the two of, you know, the goons unmask themselves.
I hope so, because they need to try. I mean, in my opinion,
they need to do something different, because they're doing the same thing every week and it's getting on people's nerves, my included.
If they don't unleash both of them, they need to at least do one. You know,
at least be somebody do one.
It needs to, and the person needs to be is somebody we don't expect, in my opinion.
Yeah, but like, everyone's expecting everyone. Like, I know that we haven't talked about a lot of people that may be the goons, because there are a lot of goons this week.
Yeah,
like, they got from the crowd and everything, and I'm like, how many people are there?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. Sean Spears. We haven't talked about Sean Spears in quite some time, but like, we thought that he was definitely going to be one of the people because of the Pinnacle.
Yep.
But hopefully, but the thing is that MJF had an amazing promo with First Strickland backstage. And that was so good, because MJF found one of the masks in front of the locker room for the Mongol embassy. That was so good. They went back and forth in their indie past and everything. Oh, yeah. Like, now that you mention it, for all those car rides, I've never had a better chauffeur. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. No. And you know, my favorite part of that whole thing was what Prince Nana said at the end of it to Swerve.
Talked to him about Keith Lee.
Yes.
On Collision. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so, yeah. That is so good. Man, Swerve Strickland, right? I know we talked about the guy at the beginning of the show, but like, he has it. Like, he has it. Yeah. He understands it absolutely. And everything that they said, you talked a lot about, you know, that audition that you didn't, you know, that tryout that you get. But like, I don't get tryouts; I get contracts. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. When he did that, I was like, I remember I was writing something for Fightful. Like, I was in the middle of doing something, and I stopped and went, I was like, damn, you know, like, it takes a lot for me to talk out loud to by myself. Like, and even I was like, damn.
That was a good one. I adore that. Fire. Like, that sky's the limit for Swerve. Like, put a rocket to him. Like, Jesus, make that guy your guy. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
And lastly, we had Jay White over John Jay White over John Moxley.
Yeah, how shocked were you from that? Because I actually went, oh, when he pinned him.
Yeah, I was very surprised. What? I was not expecting that. Now we're getting a triple threat match between Jay White, Swerve, and John Moxley, which just take my money right there.
Absolutely. I think that Jay White pins Moxley the way that Moxley pinned Swerve last week.
Ooh, okay. So you think Jay White's going to win this?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Good call. I think
we're for Swerve to win. I would love that.
Yeah. Well, I want Swerve to win too, but I think we're headed towards a John Moxley versus Bryan Danielson match.
That is going to be absolutely awesome. I am going to be extremely sad that William Regal is not there. Which, by the way, William Regal's non-appearance deal is up, right?
That I don't know. Because I've heard...
Didn't it not end today?
That I don't know. I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I really don't know when it ends and when he's eligible to come back. Because there's been different... talk. Some people said it was a year, then some people said it was for 2 years. So we'll find out soon. Okay. Overall, it was a great Dynamite. I thought Raw and
Wrestling was good this week.
Yeah, it was. And I think it's I brought it up over. Earlier. Yeah. And tonight, our guy returns. So look forward to that, Mr. Styles. And then before we plug our shit, Maggie, next week, we will do in the highs and the lows of 2023. We'll talk about our favorite wrestlers, our favorite matches, favorite moments, and some of the low moments and more. So make sure you tune in next week as we got a lot to talk about for that as well. But Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on X, Twitter, or whatever. At Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Please subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. We're on our way to 15K if we didn't get there already. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. We will be most appreciative. Also, please like the video if you're watching after the show has ended and leave a comment after the video is done. It helps us out a lot with the algorithm and everything. Thank you for supporting us. Have a really wonderful Christmas. I hate it, but have a really wonderful Christmas.
Guys, I want to say thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you all have following us and watching us today, spending your time with us. We appreciate that so much. I want to say thank you for everything and hope you and yours have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and a happy new year if we don't see you before then. But you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. Otherwise, I am on Instagram at Fightful Rob. You can also follow me on Threads at Fightful Rob as well. Again, thank you so much. We will see you guys next week, and we will talk to you soon. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.